www.hardshoot.com.
Your tax dollars hard at work. Where are they? We need more of them. That's what the government is saying, but there are too many that won't play the game. Hey, everybody. Start of another work week. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We kind of zig and zag all over the place and definitely invite you into the lion's den. The water cooler buzz really is over the debt ceiling, and whether or not in its purest form, just drilling it down for you, whether or not the debt ceiling will be lifted, meaning we'll have to borrow more money and pay more interest on that for fear of jacking with people's checks, Social Security's checks, and veterans' checks, and a slew of other things that could possibly happen. According to Tim Geithner, the guy that is the Secretary of the Treasury, he really is predicting Armageddon. You thought the Depression was bad. He says it's the Depression times 10. Now, you be the judge. Is he stirring the pot? Is he doing what he's supposed to do, laying it on thick? Or is this a guy who had his hands out all over the place when he was on Wall Street, in fact, owed money on his taxes, and does know what he's talking about only because he doesn't want his own ship to sink?
We can say with confidence today that the American financial system is in much stronger shape because of the actions we took, the strategy we embraced to resolve the crisis, but also because of the progress we made in implementing the basic foundations of reforms. We've withdrawn or terminated almost all of the emergency measures we took, we put in place to put out the financial fires. We've recovered most of the investments we had to make in the financial system at that moment of crisis.
All right. Notice if you pay attention to what he said in there, most of the money, sure, they recovered some of it. We put all these systems in place for this recovery. Well, how is it we are in the boat bailing as fast as we can? Get it? Bail out. Back in 2008, and now here we are heading into, in a couple of months, the fall, 2011, 3 years later. Are we really, do we really have things in place? Do we really have an economic system that holds up? No. Certainly we can't have an economic system that holds up when every 5 minutes we turn around and there's another crisis and it all has to do with money. I mean, we have to get real and get out of the business of handing out money to foreign countries who can stand on their own 2 feet at this point. Why do we have so many soldiers in Germany? Why do we have that? I mean, I understand kind of it's the way station, if you will, the gateway to the Middle East. But there's just way too many soldiers in Germany. And this is a similar scenario in other countries where we were also, by the way, supporting them. Mubarak on trial for his life, essentially, after he had his hand in the till, which we gave him for how many years in Egypt? What about Gaddafi's situation? Oh, yeah. Have we forgotten about that? It's like whack-a-mole. So far, no one's been able to pick him off. And that Libyan Chad is still hanging around, waiting to be counted. And we have a slew of examples like that. Just bringing a bag of money, dump it around. Ooh, now eventually we're going to have to pay for it. And that's you and me paying for that. Because it's the government of we the people. It's our money. I think sometimes there is a little bit of a disconnect. And somehow people forget that. Don't put politicians on any kind of a pedestal. even if you like them. Because, by the way, as much as I pound them into the ground, not every single one of them is useless. The problem is the ones who have a voice, who are bold, who are dancing out there on the end of the plank, a lot of times they won't get reelected. And a lot of times, because they don't have enough people around them to form that quorum you need to get that consensus, it doesn't matter. They can make a lot of sense. They can weave a great conversation as to why something should happen differently in the financial world. And eventually, they just kind of get shut out of it. That system, this system has to change. If nothing else, we certainly get that. That's why there's more cries for a third party and so many people saying, listen, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter anymore. Some of these people are interchangeable. But the bottom line is, there is a decision to be made. And every third day, there's another agency, credit agency, announcing that they're going to chop off another toe. Egan Jones Rating Company. Ever hear of them? Don't worry if you didn't. Very few of us have. They cut their rating on the U.S. by one step to AA plus from AAA. And what do you think they're saying? Oh, the high level of debt, that's outstanding relative to other countries, and concern that politicians may fail to reduce spending. How about that one? Specifically, the quote was, the major factor driving credit quality is the high level of debt and the difficulty in significantly cutting spending. So we got this $14.3 trillion debt ceiling. And where are we headed with this? You heard Tim Geithner that we're at the end of the line. We're done on the borrowing limit. It happened back in May. And we're running out of options. What is the likely outcome of this? Even though Americans are saying they don't want to see it happen, wasn't that similar to what we saw in 2008? But guess what? The banks got bailed out. So will that debt ceiling be lifted? What kind of a crushing blow in either direction will this deliver? And by the way, we know this too, but I'll give you the alphabet soup. It's kind of like the heavyweight division. You know, there's so many different belts. You don't even know them anymore. WBC, WBO, what is it, IBF? So when it comes to investing and when it comes to ratings, Moody's Investor Service, that's one. And we could say a lot about Moody's and where Moody's goes and who they're connected to. But Standard & Poor's. And then, of course, the Egan Jones. So now you've got three who are putting the U.S. debt rating on review, on notice, if you will, for a downgrade. By rattling these cages, do you think this changes a few minds? Has it changed your mind at all? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Them's my digits. Ring them up.
Sex and happiness both enrich our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves as happy. Sex and Happiness on WebTalkRadio.net helps you learn about and mostly have great sex and to experience real intimacy and happiness. That's Sex and Happiness with host Lori Handlers, brought to you by LifeWave Patches, the quantum anti-aging way to look and feel healthier. For more information, go to ValerieHandlers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Some other things that happen around the world and closer to home in your own backyards. I don't know how many people I'm going to mention this before we dive back into the nonsense with the debt ceiling, but I don't know how many people even decided to watch the women in the World Cup, but did you know that Team USA, yep, they were there on a final Sunday in Frankfurt, Germany. Japan beat the U.S. 3-1 on penalty kicks. Bummer. After rallying twice for a 2-2 tie. Do you know it's been 12 years since the U.S. has won the Women's World Cup? And if you say, oh, who cares about broads and the soccer ball and all that? A lot of people did 12 years ago. Remember how crazy everybody was about the women, even if they couldn't name them off, they were watching. Guys were watching. And, you know, you had Mia Hamm and a slew of other women who made names for themselves in the business of soccer. I mean, Mia Hamm probably is the first one that comes to mind, but there were others, too. Brandi Chastain, if you remember her, she was on the cover of Sports Illustrated because in her excitement, she ripped off her shirt and she had a sports bra on, and there was debate over that and the celebration. But people got excited over the women and soccer. And I think there was some excitement this time around, too, because a lot of people were watching it. And unfortunately, they didn't deliver. As much as I know about soccer, which is just enough to fill a thimble, I would say that it's not good to lose on penalty kicks. How did they lose on penalty kicks? I even went back just for my own edification to look at a little bit of it, and I was like, wow, I can't even watch this anymore. It's too depressing. It is. It's depressing like it's depressing to drone on and on about the debt ceiling. You're sick of it. I'm sick of it. Gosh, let's talk about other things. And trust me, I will. And this hour, we will go to the emails. And some of you did talk about other things in the emails, like Rupert Murdoch and whether or not I thought he was squirming or not. Because Murdoch and his son, in fact, soon, because we're already into Tuesday in England, are going to face a barrage of questions from Parliament in that phone hacking scandal that has just ripped open England. And it's climbed all the way up the walls to grab on to the Prime Minister, David Cameron, too. There's even another, they had somebody quit, one of the main British police chiefs quit. You got another one thinking of quitting. Even Cameron, the PM, shortened a trip to Africa, and he's returning for this emergency debate. You have the September 11th families meeting with FBI folks on hacking. So things are falling apart in the Murdoch empire over this deal. So, you know, what does that mean? You have News Corp, their shares falling because of all the hacking falling. And that's never good because anybody who knows about a public company, what do they care about? The stock price. Every day, where is the stock? What's going on with the stock? So those shares are starting to fall. And that's when people call for people's heads. And part of this is because in this police investigation with the phone hacking, you got the bribery of a couple of police officers. And Rebecca Brooks, who resigned from the English arm, if you will, of News Corp, was arrested as part of the police investigation. So, and of course, what does her lawyer say as soon as she lawyers up? She's innocent. She's innocent of this. But this is crazy how big it's become. You've also had, I mean, I got to just tell you about a few of the dominoes. You've also had the resignation of the Wall Street Journal publisher, who was put in as the head of the Dow Jones when News Corp bought it in 2007. So now, what is this going to do ultimately to the top dogs? What happens to them? I think it's pretty telling that David Cameron came back from Africa for this. It's that serious. That serious. They're saying that the tabloid that was shut down, News of the World, allegedly they accessed voicemail messages of politicians, members of the British royal family. Imagine this. Now, wonder how they got a beat on all the news. Sports people, crime victims, because they were looking for scores, for scoops. If we could hack in everybody's voicemail, what would you find out? And they say other media properties of News Corp are also accused of illegal phone hacking. So what does that mean? Stay tuned because this is getting interesting. If they can connect more of the dots on this, you know, where does it lead? How high does it go? Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Well, that's the question I was going to ask you, Kate. Do you think Rupert Murdoch knew what was going on?
Boy, you know what? That hear no evil, see no evil kind of deal. I think Murdoch's that kind of guy. And I don't think he wants to know how you got the story. Just get the story. So I'm thinking he doesn't know. But maybe his son did. Who knows what the son knew? Because he was the right hand. He was more in the trenches. His name's James Murdoch. And he's the chief. He was the chief of the news corporation in Europe and Asia. So I got to think he may have, wonder if he knew anything. But maybe not. I don't know. Because here's the pressure. The pressure is the reporters get more bread, they get more notoriety, the more that they can produce stories. So, of course, Don, think about it. You're breaking every story if you're hacking into voicemail and you're getting the scoop on everything.
Yeah, well, that was the big hoo-dah about the Patriot Act, you know. People wanted their privacy, you know. They wanted to make sure nobody was hacking in on them, and, you know, and they basically said, well, only if you're a bad guy, we're going to hack in on you, you know. So, I don't know. I just know as media advances, as communication and technology keeps getting, you know, better, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be just even harder to keep, you know, privacy access intact.
I agree.
You know, hey, by the way, do you think it would have been un-American for me to root for the Japanese girls?
Were you rooting for the Japanese girls? Yeah, because you spent time in Japan, so no.
Yeah, so long ago, though. So, but no, I just thought, you know, like, you remember after Katrina, all of a sudden that worthless loser football team of the Saints all of a sudden won a Super Bowl, you know, and
right.
how much it boosted them up. And of course, right after 9/11, you know, the Yankees won a World Series, and you know, that kind of helped boost up the, you know, that area or whatever. Sometimes sports can do that. So I was kind of thinking, you know, that the Japanese, you know, if they could win the Cup, maybe it, you know, I don't know how many Japanese are into soccer over there, if it's a national phenomenon or anything like that, but maybe, you know, they just had that earthquake and tsunami, and maybe, you know, we finally have some good news over there, you know, something to cheer about. And sure enough, you know, after they did it, you know, I look at the front of the paper today and on Monday, and it said, you know, it's nice, you know, something about having a nice little boost for the Japanese after the tsunami and the quake, you
yeah.
know. And,
yeah.
I mean, who the heck cares the crap here if our girls win soccer or not, you know?
Well, I think some people paid attention, and others didn't care like they did 12 years ago, because, of course, it was here, so there was a difference.
Yeah, you know, so, but anyway, though, anyway, I think they all come out winners, you know, so anyway, you got, hey, did you hear today about this guy, this senator from Oklahoma? He's got some plan to reduce the debt $9 trillion.
Yeah, Coburn. It's interesting that you brought that up. I'm glad you did. In fact, on the flip side, I got a couple of emails on that, and I'm going to talk about that next, along with the rest of the bunch, coming up in just a few.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are.
All right, Dono brought it up, so let's talk about it a little bit. It's true, Oklahoma Republican Tom Coburn, one of the Senate's absolutely biggest supporters of smashing the budget, in other words, slicing off as much as possible, rolled out a plan to reduce the deficit by $9 trillion over the next decade. Here's what he is proposing: to gradually raise the age at which people would get their, you know, Social Security, the full claim, to 70. And cut farm subsidies. Ooh, I know a lot of people that would not be happy with that. And also the Medicare program. He's also saying that some veterans pay more for medical care and prescription drugs. That some would pay. They could do it, right? I mean, they'd have to figure all that out. The $9 trillion doesn't include another $2.4 trillion in cuts to Social Security that are actually funneled back into the program. People forget that. It's like a pipeline. It goes around and around. So remember, Coburn was one of the people that was part of the fiscal commission of Obama's fiscal commission, where it's made up of Republicans and Democrats, and voted for its plan to cut the budget by about $4 trillion over a decade. So he was on board with that whole thing.
Now, this plan offers the American people 9 trillion reasons to stop making excuses and start solving the problems in Washington.
Yep, but solving the problems in Washington is not going to happen if you don't have a consensus. And this is the other part of this that we all know. There is no consensus. And a lot of people reared back over Coburn's suggestion, how radical it was to, one, just flat out push it up to 70. But we know that number's going up. The cut the farm subsidies, people are protecting that with their lives. Let's face it, for the true farmer, they want those subsidies. For the person who has a couple of chickens and a plot of land and they're claiming the farm subsidies, they want it for the tax breaks. They're not going to get the tax breaks back if that happens. And then, of course, Medicare, we know what a nightmare that has become, and that is a big pawn in his idea. He's not going to get the support, and when he introduced it, there were a few people that supported the idea, because he's swinging a big machete. And here's the thing, anybody who swings a big machete, there's going to be blowback on it, because he's attacking the meat and potatoes that people don't want taken off the plate. And I don't think it goes anywhere, but to solve the problem, something radical has to happen without a doubt. All right, I keep promising I'm going to go to the mail, so I'm not going to threaten anymore. Let's just head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This is from Jake, who's listening to us in Texas. He's threatened for the last 2 years to call the show, but he emails all the time, just like our pal Dennis McMahon, love Dennis, also in Vermont. And here's what he said. Jake says, Kate, did you hear this nonsense about the September 11th people? How ridiculous. What sick, twisted reporter would hack into the emails or to the voicemails, as I understand it to be, of the victims, the relatives' victims? That is sad, sad, sad. May they rot in hell. What do you say? Oh, I agree with you. I think you are just all about the story, baby. You're trying to get any kind of info you can get. So you're out there, you're scrumming for it, and that is really scrumming for it. It's like digging in trash cans, certainly even worse. So the Daily Mirror newspaper, supposedly, and the News of the World offered to pay a New York, this is what the Daily Mirror is reporting, that the reporters of the News of the World offered to pay a New York police officer for phone records of some of the victims. And they, you know, there's this unidentifiable source because they're not revealing that, and they verified it, and so of course, you can imagine what this means. Robert Mueller, the FBI director, some of the families in three of the cases have requested meetings with Mueller and Eric Holder, the attorney general, and others in the House Judiciary Committee. So the FBI, we know, is opening a preliminary investigation into the whole idea of this. And what does it mean? What are they going to come up with? People want to know what's at the heart of this. What did they come up with? What did they report? And apparently, they released this New York City cop, the way I understand it, released audio tapes of phone calls to emergency responders during the disaster, and also people pressing to recover, you know, any trace of human remains from debris buried in the landfill. So I remember those reports, and some of them were pretty detailed. This is more than any adjective I could possibly ever spew on these airwaves as to who would go to that length to do it. Ridiculous, outrageous, you know, put any word in front of scumbag, and you got it. So we'll see, but I think they've got them. And here's the thing, if the phones were illegally hacked, imagine this. Imagine this. What the grounds to sue the newspaper for, if they were. I mean, Rupert Murdoch could get wiped out, his empire, at least a chunk of it could be, in all these lawsuits. And it won't just be the September 11 families, and it's not all of them, but certainly a handful of them anyway. Wow. Now let's move on to this one. This is from Joe, who says, hey, America Tonight, I got a question for you. And my question is this. Do you think the NFL is going to be back in business? I know we've been talking a lot of politics because I listen to you and I get it. But my politics are about football. I'm sick of the angry white men in Washington. I care about the angry men on the field. Are they going to get back to the business of slamming into each other or not? Okay, that is the big question. The big question, or the answer to the question is, it's looking more and more like that's going to happen. And the reason why is because we know the latest is there's a big meeting in D.C. of all places. Let's take it to D.C. We've already done the Minnesota thing. Let's go there. And the word is that some compromises are being made between the players and the owners, so the millionaires and the billionaires, and they might just be able to open the training camps at the end of the month, because that's when a lot of them will be open for business. And there's a lot of catch-up to do for the rookies, especially, who need to look at those thick playbooks and try to figure them out. So let's hope that there is a settlement sometime soon. Let's hope that happens. There's no guarantee. You know, there's leaks all over the place. I've talked to people I know that only cover the NFL, and it seems like every week you kind of get a different story. So the answer is, the long and short of it is, I hope the NFL's back. Oh, Sunday without football is a sad, sad country, my friends. All right, moving on. Let's jump back to the business of politics for a second. Roger Madden has his own take on the nonsense in D.C. Take a listen.
Socialism squeezes the morality out of the economic system, and the political and social system as well. By that standard, Barack Obama is the most amoral president we have had since Woodrow Wilson. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. With the ideal of limited government, conservative philosophy may be described as relativism imbued with moral values. In contrast, socialist philosophy may be characterized as naked absolutism, which denies the relevancy of morality to government. Conservatism promotes limited government by causing a watchful eye on the inevitable growth of government and pruning its evil branches. It is a philosophy which places a great deal of suspicion on those who attack the traditional family, individuality, free market capitalism, and the moral codes from which they are derived. The traditional family, which directs all honor, loyalty, and altruism to the people, is the sole defense against the socialist despotic government, which directs all honor, loyalty, and altruism to itself. Therefore, socialism is the enemy of the people, since it demands that the people break all ties to the traditional family. Socialism's support of same-sex marriage is a reflection of that demand. The seeming mundane debate raging in Washington today concerning the extension of the debt limit is in fact an existential battle between conservatives and socialists, which, if the socialists win, the United States will ultimately become just another feckless state in a moribund European sea. President Obama leads this battle, demanding that the rich become poor and the poor become disenfranchised from their families, themselves, and ultimately from their God-given morality. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
All right, Roger Madden speaking his mind, so they've pushed him down in a foxhole, as you can tell, listening to him. But has some good points in that. So we're tired of this. We're tired of this horse running around the same old track. The good news is something's got to happen, right? By the beginning of August, we're just a handful of weeks away. And, you know, where it goes, same thing. It's almost similar to the NFL. Who knows? Because you're hearing different things from different people. You can have the best sources in the world, other than, of course, hacking into voicemail, and you still don't know for sure what's going to happen on either ends of this. We know what's coming up next, though. You want to join us on the flip side. Because we've got a real fair or foul dilemma that every single one of you can relate to, and it has to do with tolls.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come on, this is done. One more time. Ain't no drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And let me play with the scene.
All right, here's a great fair or foul, America. Can you relate to this? I know some of you up in Jersey listening to me, Ken, in Connecticut, in Vermont, taking those toll roads. But toll roads are everywhere. And if you're listening to me in Iowa, you've been on toll roads. Well, you might be lucky, maybe not as many, especially you're talking about Ottumwa. But everything, or everybody to me, is about upsell, is about more money. More money. How can we get more money from the people? So, tollways. Here's the thing. What are you paying when you take the tolls? And, you know, they always trick you because if you don't get the tag, the toll tag, the easy pass, the pass this on, the I'm going to pay and save some money tag, whatever it is, really, somehow, you can get screwed up. I'm going to give you an example. I was going to a concert one time and I forget what it was. It was some kind of festival concert or something. and we were on a tollway. Well, what happens is, of course, they replace the people. It's a European company that comes through and decides to buy up the toll, to buy up the roadways, the tolls, and they have machines. Has this happened to anyone listening to me right now? So you drive up, it's midnight or whatever, and you got to have your change or have your dollars and stick them in there. Well, you had dollars, we had the right money, but it wouldn't take the money. So what are you going to do? Back up? No. You got people behind you screaming at you. You're trying to put the money in. It's not because it's all wrinkled in your pocket. It's decent. It just won't take it. So now, what do you have, what choice do you have? You go forward. They take a picture of your license plate. Then suddenly in the mail, you get a $50 fine because you went through. I think that's wrong. Then you have this other thing where other people, and I've seen it. I see it every single day when I take a toll, right? Other people just blow through the toll, no toll tag. They're just blowing through. They figure, forget it. I'm just going to blow through. I mean, really, it's like a ticket. I'm just going to blow it off. I'm going to blow it off. So I did a little research on this because I saw a story specifically related to the Southwest and to some of the bigger cities and saying that the average debt is about $120,000. Did you hear what I said? The average debt, $120,000, meaning that that's what some people owed. Are you kidding me? What can you do with $120,000 of unpaid tolls? There's people that don't owe that much on their house. There's people that can buy a house with that. Six figures? You can buy a couple cars with that. So they're going after people. Because, of course, money. Get the money. You're not going to just let them skate away, right? People just start to go through, and they don't stop at the booths, and they take the shot of them, and now they've got them on the books. I can't imagine if I had $120,000 debt of unpaid tolls hanging over my head. I would freak out. So I'm wondering if any of you skate the tolls and have you been caught or have you had a situation like I have had where no one's there and so, of course, they don't take the money and then you are stuck. I am not a fan of the toll roads. I get it. But, boy, you could spend a fortune. I think back to my New York days and how much I paid to get over the bridge. Crazy amount of money. You know, $13 in and out. And that doesn't include other tolls like the New Jersey Turnpike or anywhere else that you're going. And that's, to me, that's just incredible. I think I'd have to leave the state, change my car. There's no way. I mean, there's no way. Matt, do you skirt the tolls?
Well, being in Minnesota, we don't have any tolls.
None? There's some in the Midwest.
Well, in Chicago, there's tolls, and you can't really skirt those at all. I have said, though, that we should, because obviously with Minnesota, we're having a huge budget crisis right now.
Right, right.
And I keep saying, because there's a lot of people who live, being that the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, it's right on the border of Wisconsin. And there's a lot of people who commute back and forth who live in Wisconsin but work in Minnesota. I was like, that's an easy way to make a couple bucks. Just put a little toll bridge out there and charge all the sconnies for coming into the state.
And, you know, everybody listening has a similar story about their particular state. They don't want so-and-so to come in, so just make them have to pay the tolls. I don't know. I was just stunned by that number. And from what I understand, that's what a lot of the numbers are like, where you're talking about people who owe a big chunk of money. It's not like they owe $50. Like, I got penalized for something I didn't do, but what can I do? I did go through. I had no way to get through other than back up into all the cars behind me and go backwards down the road. So that wasn't going to happen. I just had to bite the bullet. But trust me, I gladly, even though I argued with it, I would pay it versus not paying these bills and having them mount up to the point where you owe a ridiculous sum of money.
I mean, listen, the rest of us pay. So you got to pay. You got to pay those tolls. And I agree with Matt. That's the way for some states where they don't, if they don't have it, the rare thing where they don't have it, then I'd have to say maybe that's the way to go. Of course, I don't think a lot of people want that. They're not looking for that, in other words. All right, let's move on to something else. If you want to throw your 2 cents in on any toll nightmare stories, oh, I want to hear them. I want to hear your toll stories. 800-259-5791. Or you might have to collect these. America Tonight, or I might have to collect them. AmericaTonight.net. Go to the website, click on the email, boom, and then we'll see if we get any good stories. If we get any good stories, certainly, of course, we will talk about them. A lot of you listening to me are right now in your houses thanking the Lord that it is the middle of the night. And the reason why is because you're melting during the day. And I'm sorry, people who say they like heat, you don't like this kind of heat. The kind of heat I'm talking about where you have 100-degree temperatures day in and day out, I'm thinking, no, it kills plants, it kills lawns, it kills you name it, farms. What do you do when you've got the kind of searing heat that we're talking about? And the answer is, even for people who think they can handle it, you stay inside. You stay inside. And if you definitely, if you venture out, you've got that air conditioner cranked like nobody's business. Because I am in the middle, stuck right in the middle of the heat wave, I can attest to you that it is nasty. It is nasty. I mean, the heat is more than on. From the upper Midwest to Texas and Oklahoma, you've got roads buckling. You've got farmers that are desperately watering rooftops because they're trying to protect, for example, the chickens. You got about 18 states that have weather warnings from North Dakota on, Ohio, etc. You got some kind of a watch, some kind of an advisory, some kind of a, what are you thinking, knucklehead? Don't be walking anywhere. I've seen people jogging and I'm thinking, wow, something is just wrong with this picture. Oklahoma, especially in Tulsa, they had a hole just flat out open the pavement of a highway bridge. And you got 75, which is a main artery, just buckled. Just buckled. And they're talking about temperatures in the western part of that state. Can you imagine? 110 or more. 110 or more. You know it's hot when roads are buckling. Ugh. And then the power outages, oh, don't even get started on that. I won't even go there. Ooh, it's rough. So if you are suffering in one of those states, please, you know, suck on ice cubes. Put a rag on your head. Just don't do something foolish and go and try to train for a triathlon, for example, or lose your Buddha belly by taking a jog around the neighborhood. Trust me, it can wait.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the first.